Indiana's Homeland Security Director says the state dodged a weather bullet yesterday because there was less freezing rain than had been predicted and less damage from the ice. Thousands of customers still lost power, and high winds today could still snap trees and power lines, triggering new outages. IPS just announcing a third snow day for students. For the first time in decades, the winter blast shut down the Indiana State House. State offices, though, are open for normal operations. Some Yale University students think Governor Mitch Daniels would be a great Republican presidential candidate. Their political action committee is running TV ads urging Daniels to seek the GOP nomination. The ads are running in Indiana, Iowa, and New Hampshire. The purchase of a Central Indiana life sciences company could surpass $500 million.